Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Creo Medical CEO Craig Gulliford. Craig, very good to speak with you. The first patient's been treated in a clinical study using your Microblade Flex. Remind us about this additional study and how it sits along your existing studies.
Hi, Steve. Great question. So we're super happy with this first patient enrolled as part of the what we call the ablatant reset study. This is a study where tissue in a patient who's already sadly been d diagnosed with lung cancer and has to have a surgical resection of that large tumor or tumor wherever it sits in that patient's lung. And this key part of this study is the ability to ablate a piece of disease tissue to tumor tissue immediately prior to the tissue being surgically removed from the patient. And that uniquely op allows the surgeons and the healthcare system the opportunity to look at that tissue under the microscope and do the pathology to really understand how the ablation affected the tissue in the real world, what the microscopic effect on the tissues involved is, and exact and kind of calibrating what you thought the ablation was going to do versus what actually happened. And obviously, in most cases where this is going to be used, or actually in all cases, the use cases that we see for this, the patient isn't going to have these tissues surgically removed. We remove the need for that. So this is an opportunity to really dial in exactly what happens in terms of the performance of the device clinically. And it's a key component to the other building blocks of our clinical strategy. So the other two parts of that strategy are what we've already got running already, which we talked about before, is the Microblade Flex ablatant follow study. And that's been up and running now for some time at the Royal Brompton in the UK. There's some other studies involved, sites now involved. And that is ablating tissue with patients who've got, again, tumors within the lung, but instead of obviously the tumor being removed, those patients are followed through a follow-up regime to look for primarily safety as an endpoint, but the beginnings of some performance and efficacy in terms of what this does to the long-term outcomes from a cancer point of view. So those are the two studies that we are running. And in most cases, these cases are being done with the Ion robot, which seems to be the proliferating kind of robot for this sort of indications.
Could you expand on the collaboration with Intuitive and the Ion robots and how that could accelerate adoption and commercial traction for Microblade Flex?
So I think at this stage, what we're continuing to build with this study is just the robust building blocks clinically for the performance of Microblade Flex and ablation of this tissue in the lung and how that delivers outcomes for patients. This has been an absolute performance criteria for us with Intuitive as to how we think about commercializing the product. And really, this is just part and parcel of the building blocks for that program alongside the post-market cases that we're also running with Intuitive, which we announced last year, which again is all about just building robust clinical data covering the application of Microblade Flex. And that robust building block of clinical data and outcomes is what drives the fundamental commercialization opportunity that we have ahead of us with Microblade Flex alongside the other products we have in the bag.
Can you take us through what comes next then, Craig?
So what comes next is we need to complete the ablatant reset study, which is a small number of patients. It's really just to get that, as I said earlier, the microbiological effect under the microscope on a small number of patients, just that calibrates the technology and the performance. We complete the ablatant follow program, which is going well. We expect that to complete on plan during the course of this year, most likely. And the completion of the post-market cases alongside Intuitive, which we announced last year, that is going well. We've got some additional sites that we expect to be coming online as planned. And we're super excited to build that that clinical evidence base alongside establishing some early sales of Microblade Flex, which have now occurred. So we're building all of the right foundations for what comes next over the next few years as diagnostics in the pulmonary setting to allow for screening of lung for lung cancer, which to date hasn't been particularly prolific within the Western culture healthcare systems, and we expect that to grow. And the growth in that diagnostics and the screening for lung cancers in that way is very much being driven by technology such as Ion with Intuitive, and our collaboration with
Intuitive with that in mind is obviously very helpful when we think for the longer term about commercializing Microblade Flex.
Craig, I hope you'll keep us posted on your progress with that. Thank you very much for the update today.
No problem. Thanks, Stephen.
Craig Galliford, the CEO of Creo Medical.